Hello, and welcome to episode 25 of Anime and Us Other. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime, movies, things. This never has a tagline. Go for it, Sean.
So, Cooler's Revenge, Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yep, because we still didn't finish watching the anime.
That's next week. Cooler's Revenge is a 1991 Japanese anime science fiction martial arts film. Was it? The other one, 91? Did they both come out in 1991?
They might have. I don't remember what last week's was.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, probably.
I wish I still had the link.
since there was only, isn't there only like an hour long, they probably can get them done. I wouldn't be surprised if they did release them. And Dragon Ball Z was pretty popular at the time, so they probably got as much of them as they could.
You know what's funny?
What?
This one doesn't tell me what episode it aired in between. That's funny. Doesn't really matter.
If you really want the Lord Slug one, you just close it out. Never mind.
Oh, it's too late.
You just go to your history and just...
Well, I understand how that works.
You know.
The placement for this movie is a bit odd, too, but I think it fits better than most. Because it takes place with Goku on Earth. He can go Super Saiyan. So it's obviously post-Frieza, but before androids. Because
right.
No one else can go Super Saiyan. And I don't even think Vegeta's in it.
No, he's not. But
he's in Cooler's Revenge, though.
I think it's actually post Bardock movie, because they show a bit of the Bardock movie.
They do.
So I think it's actually after that special.
What if it's before, to lead, like, hinting at, like, oh, something else might be happening. You know what I mean? Could be.
That could be it, too. I don't know. We don't ever do research for the show.
I mean, if we have one fan, who cares? Comment on the YouTube video. But yeah, so do you remember any other issues about its time placement?
No, because... Like, it's definitely after Frieza.
Yeah, we can go Super Saiyan, so it has to be.
Well,
he's on Earth, so it has to be.
Actually,
post-Goku coming back.
Actually, he does mention his dad, though.
Who?
Cooler.
Oh, he actually mentions... Yeah, so he mentions that Frieza's dead, but that he embarrassed his dad and everything. So that's the placement issue. Well, but it might not necessarily be a placement issue. Maybe he just doesn't know... That they're both dead.
Yeah, but
Goku... He knows that...
The problem is, Goku didn't get back into Earth until after the dad is dead.
But he might not know that. Could be a communication issue. Like, what if his dad dies, King Cooler, King...
And he
King
doesn't Cooler? Know it yet.
Yeah, and no one sent out a transmission. He doesn't know. Because Trunks did blow up that spaceship.
That's true. I mean, it's possible. Yeah, I guess.
Probably a more of a plot hole that we're kind of navigating for Toriyama here.
We're kind of being generous because we like the show.
I can't think. I'm sure someone can think of a plot hole for its placement, but it seems to fit.
It fits.
At least at the moment.
I mean, as far as it can fit, because Goku returns and... Is there a time period? Oh, yeah, I guess there's like 3 months or 3 years before the androids show up.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. And they're camping, right?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it's a break from the training.
Maybe, yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see any placement issues with it.
I'm sure it exists. But, yeah, I'm not seeing it either. Anyway, Cooler's pissed off because Goku embarrassed their family.
Right.
By killing Frieza. And he comes to exact his revenge. That's the plot.
That's the premise. Yeah, cool. Well, who's Cooler?
Oh, Frieza's brother. Older brother. Older, stronger, fourth form brother. But we only see two forms. He's in his third form, and then he goes into his fourth.
Yep.
And for some reason, Piccolo, I don't know if Krillin will go on to it, but Piccolo and Goku, like, have deja vu of, like, oh my god, Frieza's alive. You know,
yeah, they keep saying,
he looks nothing like him.
They keep saying Frieza, and it's like, that's not...
It doesn't look... I mean, sure, you can tell they're the same race. Like, you can tell I'm a human, and you're a human. But one's big purple and white, one's small purple and white. Very different.
Two theories. One, that's the only one they've ever seen, so maybe they just assume there's only one of that the species of race. It doesn't make sense what...
No, sense. I think it's just crappy.
Right? Or they're just racist.
Well, I mean, Freeze is very racist against their monkey race.
Yeah, so they're like, they all look alike to them.
That's fair. I mean, all the Namics look a lot alike. Am I wrong?
No.
I mean, you know what's funny is the humans are the most diverse in this.
Yeah, they are. I mean, to be fair, though, you can tell the dynamics apart. They look...
But it's also mainly because of voice, but like...
Even the facial
structure. One's
structures.
Bigger, one's smaller, slight facial structure difference.
Yeah, I mean, you can... Even though Piccolo and Nail look similar, you can still tell them apart.
I might not be able to. If you put them in the same clothing and, like, just a one-screen grab and one-screen grab, I might...
Maybe.
I'll know Piccolo for sure, but I might mistake Nail as Piccolo.
Maybe. I mean, Nail just has softer features than Piccolo did. So, I don't know.
He's more gentile.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, they go camping. Cooler attacks. He's got his minions. They're attacking him while they're camping. Goku defends Gohan in the midst of the attack and gets damaged.
Of course, Gohan is the thing that gets in the way of everything, so...
But realistically, Goku should have just went Super Saiyan from the get-go.
Yeah, no, really.
Because we know canon that he can do that immediately, on call by the time he comes back to Earth. But for some reason, it seems like he has to build up to it in the movie.
No, you know what I think it is? Because he didn't turn Super Saiyan in the movie until he thought Piccolo was dead. So I think at the time of the writing of this, they thought the only way to turn Super Saiyan is to get really angry or something.
Probably. I'm thinking that too.
So that's probably why they did it that way.
The movie was probably, like, written, drawn, everything before Frieza and all that jazz aired.
Right, so it was probably like, oh, this they have a rough idea of where the story is going, and this is how it happened. So maybe that's the only way they
can... It might not have aired before it.
Right.
But it was definitely, like, too far into the process to fix it.
Right, so that was probably...
And I don't think they really cared.
No, it's... These movies are just cash-ins.
Oh, 100%. But they're fun. I mean, none of them are, like...
That's also be-
You know what I forgot to say during the Lord Slug movie?
What's that?
Review? Is that there was 3 different Disturbed songs.
Oh, I wanted to bring up the music too.
And in this song, there's also Disturbed songs.
Yeah.
And in this movie. And it feels so 90s.
It felt so out of place for Dragon Ball, I'm not gonna lie.
It does and it doesn't. It feels very out of place if you're comparing it to the TV show.
The Lord Slug one especially felt out of place. This one, and cooler. Yeah. The cooler
it felt
one,
like an anime music video someone made online.
Yeah.
Both of them kind of felt like that.
A little bit. The cooler one fit a little more for some reason. Because I guess they were using softer songs. Used to it. That's true too. But there was a lot in the Lord song.
There was 3 different... I mean, there was other rock songs, but there was 3 different Disturbed songs.
Yeah, it was... It was like, what is this?
It just felt so raw in 90s and, like, not put together professionally.
No, it was bad. Like, it didn't...
But it was fun. It was bad. I'm not disagreeing. But it was also, like, it reminded me, like, core memories of watching Dragon Ball as a kid. And even though there wasn't metal like that in the TV show, I've always kind of, in the subconscious of my mind, connected that guitar with it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And, I mean, I like the Disturbed song.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind them. They're good. I like them.
Yeah, so, it's not like the songs were bad. It just
doesn't really fit. Yeah, it doesn't really fit. But it's just so funny.
It was. I was like, what? I forgot all about these.
Get Psycho or whatever. Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, back to Cooler.
Cooler. So Goku's holding his own in the beginning, and then Gohan gets in the way, and then...
But, like, post-Frieza, he shouldn't be getting in the way so crappily like that. Like, he's a fighter.
Yeah, I know.
He should have been able to handle himself against those goons.
But they didn't have...
They were, like, knockoff Ginyu Force.
They
did the poses and everything.
I think that was intentional, too, because, you know, Frieza...
Oh, for sure. Like, they both have their own little mini Ginyu Force. But, like, they should have... Gohan and Krillin should have been able to... Maybe not win the fight, but they should have been able to hold their own and not just be blasted into oblivion.
Right. But they didn't have a way to get Goku out of the fight for the first half of the movie, so...
Piccolo can come in and...
Yeah, so we had to have Goku get blasted and saving his son, because that's the only way he can be beat right now. It's stupid.
And instead of Piccolo getting big this one, you saw him have stretchy arms.
Yeah, with stretchy arms. And we spent, like, half the movie with Gohan trying to get Senzu beams.
He couldn't fly, because they have scouters and they could sense them across the planet.
Right, and so he goes visits.
And he climbs the tower, just like Goku did.
Korin and Yajirobe, which is weird.
Didn't he call himself Bean Daddy in this? And then in Team 4-Star, they constantly refer to him as Bean Daddy. And my kids and I just watched the episode where Korin, what's his name, Yajirobe, isn't in the tower. And Korin's, like, talking to himself, like, God damn it, I miss my Bean Daddy. That's funny. I thought that was just a Team 4-Star thing, but, like, canon.
No.
Sort of canonly, he is referred to as Bean Daddy.
He refers to himself as Bean Daddy. Which is super strange. Like, how did he, I'm surprised he can climb that tower.
Oh, he uses a plane.
Why does he live there?
I don't know. Like, you'd have to watch more Dragon Ball to, like, get to that point in the tower with him there. Did we get to that yet?
They never explained that.
I don't know. I haven't seen Dragon Ball before. They might.
I've seen it within the last 5 years. So, I know. They never explain it.
Yeah, beats me. I don't know. Maybe we could Google it at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. Anyway.
Goku goes Super Saiyan and beats
to Korin's tower. They give Gohan a bag of beans.
And this is actually an issue I have with Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball, or whenever Senju beans are introduced into any show. They throw him a bag, and there's clearly, like, 100 f***ing beans in that bag. But there's only ever, like, 6 beans that can actually be used. Now, in this movie,
it makes sense.
Gohan has a bean under his, like, soccer shirt
That's what I was going to get at. They throw him a bag of beans, and then Korin's gonna eat one, and the Yajiro gives him a separate bean. He doesn't put in the bag of other beans. He puts it in his belt so that they'll have an extra bean.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
plot. It's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's dumb, but it's there on purpose. You know what's funny is Trunks in Cell Saga puts him in a weird place too. He puts him in his turtleneck Saiyan armor.
Yeah,
he has 2 beans he puts in there. It is sort of referencing that sometimes they're not just in pouches, but yeah. Right. Obviously from the movie. It was just done so that they could have a bean. Because when Gohan gets the Goku, he goes to give him a bean out of the pouch, and one of the minions shows up and destroys all the beans with a blast.
Yeah.
And then Krillin goes to fight him for a millisecond, and Gohan gives him the one bean under his sock or whatever it was. But back to the bean discussion, it's like, you always hand them a bag of 100 beans, and then there's only like 6 beans in them. Stop doing that. It's dumb. Yeah. It's literally a full bag of beans. They should have hundreds of them.
Well, maybe they don't show Gohan eating all the beans on the way.
Is that why he's the strongest person always with, like, no training?
Yeah. He just has a lot of bean energy.
Or maybe Korin's fucking, like, overpowered.
Maybe.
Pull out the big guns. Bean daddy.
this is a fun one.
Wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. Nah, it was better. I mean, probably mildly better than Lord Slug.
Yeah. Honestly, I would say it's better than World's Finest, too.
Yeah. World's Finest had its charm, but yeah. I'd say this is a 7.
Nah, it's up there.
World's Strongest, not Finest.
What's World's Finest?
I have no idea. But the whole point is that they think Roshi's the strongest person in the world.
You're right, it is World's Strongest. What am I thinking of? World's Finest. World's Finest might be Batman and Superman.
Oh, beats me.
That might be that what that is.
Anyway. Alright, guys. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's okay. We got 2 more podcasts to review tonight, so.
Yep. Next episode?
Well, it's going to be Full Metal Alchemist.
Full Metal Alchemist 2003, not Brotherhood.
Yep.
See you guys.
Bye.